So I'm talking today because I think, well, probably I've tried to say a lot of these things before. I opened up Feel Free this morning and I saw Spirit Cloth School of Thought. And I thought, well, maybe I should take that off. It seems kind of pretentious in some way. I mean, out there's a lot of school of this and a school of that. And I thought, well, you're so full of yourself. Who the hell cares what you think? But then, I thought again and I said, why does anybody want to come here or learn from me? And why am I here? And I'm simply here to basically tell you what I think. Because I really can't tell you what you think, and I'm really not saying that what I think is, well, I'm not saying it has to be important to you. But if you want to know what I'm doing and how it is that I'm doing it, a lot of it has to do with the way I think. And so then I think, okay, it's valid. It's valid for me to say that that's really what this is here. It's not the way to do things. It's not the best way to do things. But it's the way I can manage to produce what I do. And so then it has validity, I suppose. But the most important thing that I always want to communicate is that if you kind of want to do what I do, or you like to know how it is that I do it, or how it happens, then I think thinking is very important. And it's probably really important for me to say that I don't see any other way for it to happen, at least for me. So in explaining my process, I always have to include that. And it's important for me to also say that I think a lot of how I operate and how I do things and how I create really may go against the grain of how other people explain it, because I just don't buy into a lot of the romantic bullshit, or so it seems to me, about how things happen, how creativity, well, how image is formed, how we imagine, how we create new form. I think it's just really linked to thinking. It doesn't happen on its own. It's not magic. When I talk about magic, I'm really talking about the magic of thought. So anyway, I'm going to start from scratch here, and maybe just build a little, well, a bunch of tutorials on this sketch method, because you might be curious about how it happens, and I might remain curious about how it happens. It starts with sketch. The SK in sketch really comes from sketch, and it doesn't come necessarily from the sketch on paper. It comes from directly sketching on cloth. There's a little bit of a history about how that moved from paper to cloth, but I can talk about that. And I guess that's what I'll do because I want to start moving this process a little bit further.